Parker, Logan, Mark, and at your back. He's the hero from Queens, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Villains taking time, filling cities up with crime. Where the hero draw the line, the amazing Spider-Man. The Web Tales Podcast. The Web Tales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Villains watch your back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. The WebTales Podcast. Peter Parker's back to talking on the WebTales Podcast. Logan Mark and Badger talking on the WebTales Podcast.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we go through the history of the web slinger from the very beginning all the way to present day. I am joined by a chilly looking batch. How are you doing, sir?
Good day, sir. Welcome to the number one Spidey recap podcast. Are we the number one? We say we're number one, so that's all that matters. Believe your own press. If the show's taught me anything, as long as you say it and you believe it, then people will come. So we are the number one Spidey recap podcast out there.
As George Costanza said, it's not a lie, if you believe.
No, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. That's the motto here at Web Tales, folks. So this week on Web Tales, we are recapping Amazing Spider-Man number 182. Promise no flashbacks, no clip show like last week.
No, real episode this time.
Things will actually happen in this issue.
Yes, we're going to have some progress with everyone's favorite. Would even be B-class or maybe C-class villain.
I'm going G-class Rocket Racer.
Yeah. He's on the cover. He's punching Spidey.
Off a bridge. His
gnarly rocket skateboard.
With that infamous bridge that we've seen.
Was he in the cartoon?
No, I don't think he ever made it to the cartoon.
I don't think so.
It's a shame you swung all the way up here, because now it's a longer drop down. The Rocket Racer back in town. So as always on Web Tales, we like to highlight the creative teams of the issues we recap. So this issue of the Rocket Racers back in town, Ross Andrews, the artist, Mike Esposito is the embellisher, Jake Costanza is the letterer, Glennis Wine is the colorist, and welcome new Etrude editor and scripter supreme, Marv Wolfman. Oh, shit. The Wolfman. Ow.
The Wolfman's here.
Oh,
it's intense. Mm-hmm. And the teacher doesn't mess around. Spidey's already on the hunt of the Rocket Racer.
Yeah, they're not burying the lead. Like, we don't got like 15 pages of lead up. Like, right away on the action, Spidey sense is going off, and Rocket Racer's coming out of a window. I don't understand how.
Yeah.
How does he stay on the skateboard and not just fall off it down
science,
the
side? Science, that's how.
Science?
Science. That's all we need to say. Peter's reminiscing about, Harry's happy back with Liz. Things seem to be working out between Flash and Shoshan, so I guess that worked out.
Yeah. Does she still have her powers?
And Peter's here. I don't think so. I'm guessing it went away when Brother Power died. Yeah. Did he die? I think he died. I think he blew up.
Let's say Let's say
he could come back. Yeah, let's say he blew up. And but anyway, Peter's also got a migraine, which doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Speaking from a fellow migraine sufferer.
So Rocket Racer's racing out of the building, so he's got time to tangle with that web-haired weirdo, so he's trying to get away from Spidey. Spidey flashes his flashlight, and then he creates like a web, but a truck drives through it. But,
yeah, so Rocket Racer is able to... But then... Spidey kind of grabs him by the back with the web and twirls up an arch of some building he's on.
Mm-hmm. But Rocket Racer skates away.
He's too fast.
He's way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they end up continuing their race into the subway.
This is the weirdest This is the weirdest level of Tony Hawk Pro Skater I've ever seen.
Yeah. The one where you can die.
Yes.
So Spidey is chasing him, but then, won't you know it, the subway shows up.
So Spidey has to climb up on the ceiling and avoid the subway cart. Yeah. Then he gets on the subway, and he's just chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Well, you figure you may as well take a ride. Right?
Beats Weapon.
He's there.
Now, you don't have the ads, but like this is apropos. I get an ad, full page ad, for Park Racer Skateboards. Now from the world's largest water ski and skateboard manufacturer in the world. How come he's not the spokesman for this? How come he's not on the ad?
You think so? He can make more money doing that than doing.
Bull Rider. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
I
wonder if they're still in business.
Park Rider by Nash, Bull Rider by Nash. So I didn't know Kevin Nash had his own ride of skateboards.
It's just called the Wolfpack for skateboards.
He's got to hype him up on his podcast, man. He needs to talk about those more. I didn't know about him.
Yeah. I didn't know either. Apparently they've been around for 45 years.
So Rocket Racer gets back to his base. It drops off whatever he's trying to steal. Well,
Spidey scares off everyone in the subway.
Yep.
And yeah. There's a little nod to Mr. Forbush there on one of the shacks.
Mm-hmm.
So Rocket Racer drops off when he needs to Mr. Jackson Wheel. But turns out not everything is there. Rocket Racer wants more money.
Where's the Minerva document?
So, where's Minerva?
It's the most damaging evidence. Oh, so he was supposed to steal evidence that was this that proves this guy's guilty. So of something.
Yeah, exactly. So Rocket Racer wants some more money. He says he got 24 hours to decide.
He's not a very nice guy. He's blackmailing this guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, no honor among thieves.
No. Craven taught me that. And he's still banned from Tubi Tuesday, by the way. I heard we got to talk about this bullshit. We banned Craven the Hunter from Tubi Tuesday because he had Louise Lasser's family killed. So he's gone. He's not allowed on that show.
Reason.
He's barely allowed on this show. I barely tolerate him. Son of a bitch figures out a way around the ban. He bought an ad on our show just to announce he's doing his own Tubi Tuesday on our Pop4D feed. How is this legal? Did you approve this? I didn't approve this.
No, I didn't approve it. Did our board of directors approve this?
I thought we were the board.
I thought so too.
Did Logan appear this? Logan must have approved this.
Oh shit. Must be Logan then. He's the only one who could.
God damn it, Logan. You can't be giving Craven his own podcasts.
Damn it, Logan.
We give him one on this feed when everybody loves Craven once in a while. Now he's got his. Now he's going
to
be doing his own.
Just keep him quiet.
Now he's going to have like another one on his own Tubi Tuesday show where with my coworkers of all things from I heard from the grapevine from my coworkers, like Craven messaged them out of the blue and they're actually going to be on for my shoot job are going to be on Tubi Tuesday with them. God knows what they're going to say.
I think, you know what? He's just going to review porn, right?
No, I think he's doing Night Killer and I think he's doing Blood Rage and Ninja Terminator Tubi. Ninja Terminator. I think those are the three episodes.
Ninja Terminator.
So I think I'm going to have to get hold of James.
Fire. Yeah.
And see if he
can that.
See if he can be on that third one just to keep Craven under wraps. He's going to get his canceled.
Only the Ninja Terminator.
Yes, only the
but like you said, you can't cancel no one listens to.
Exactly. But if it anybody can stop him, it's the Ninja Terminator James Simpson himself.
Exactly. So luckily he'll be there. As long as he brings the blonde. Okay.
So coming soon on Pop4D, I guess Tubi Tuesday.
So Craven just has the same name, right?
I think he's spelling it 2-0-O-S-D-A-Y, so it's a completely different show.
Oh, okay.
That's it's podcast law.
We'll get Matt Murdock on that one.
Anything? No, he's got Louis Lasser. I should have known Louis Lasser has got all the legal that allows Craven to do whatever he wants. Our agent, lawyer, whatever the hell he is, Louis Lasser, that has all us stock locked into contracts on the show.
Bitch.
Who hired him? Did you hire him? Well, I didn't hire him. He just showed up one day.
I said we were going to hire anybody.
And then he just said we were all under contract one day.
But I didn't sign anything.
I didn't sign anything. But that's our signatures. I've seen the signatures.
We have to figure that out. Get our own lawyer on it.
I think Craven got us high on his fucking Craven weed, and then we just signed it. No, we don't remember. That's the only thing I can think of.
With the titty gas?
With the titty gas. It's that CBD titty gas he has. Coming soon on the Spider-Man game, coming out next week. I guess we should push that.
This week.
This week. At time of recording.
If you're listening to this, it's brand new. Come on,
oh, so we may have to do
I can't wait to kick his ass. Craven's ass.
Oh, yeah. So we may have to do a bonus episode for the Spider-Man game in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. When you're able to get your hands on it.
Yes. I'll make it Craven to steal one for me.
Oh.
You could do your 2B Tuesday. You could do your 2B Tuesday game podcast, whatever the hell it's gonna be. But you gotta get me a copy of Spider-Man, seeing as though you're in the game. Get me a code.
Craven Bear, do that.
So back to the issue. So we got Rocket Racer blackmailing this guy. Then he just wheels off on a skateboard, does a kickflip. Mm-hmm. Pieces out.
Meanwhile, Peter's at home sulking in his couch.
Yes. Does he still have the cigar store Indian?
I don't know. I can't see much of his apartment right now. I hope so. He hasn't sold it to Jerry Seinfeld yet.
No.
Turns out he's late. He's got to go visit Aunt May.
Oh, he's still in the hospital.
Yeah. I don't know why anymore. It's been so long, I don't remember why she's in the hospital.
I don't know either, but...
Just being at me.
He goes to check on Aunt May, and... Oh, she just fell again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then... his landlady is cranky at him for some reason. Mm-hmm. And a mysterious figure shows up, asking, is this Peter Parker's home? And then he asks if he can wait in his apartment for him.
It's Deadpool. So,
scary at all. It might be.
With that beret?
Yeah. Yeah, only dead people wear a beret like that.
Yeah.
So Peter finally makes it to the hospital. Mary Jane's been chilling with Aunt May.
She's not too happy to see him.
No. No one's ever happy to see Peter.
No.
Well, Aunt May's kind of happy. But that's about it. So he's talking with Aunt May for a little bit.
She won't be playing football anymore. She falls off.
There's over. And then Aunt May gets a roommate.
And the nurse is like, you two need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So Peter's fire sense goes off. But there's no way.
But it turns out Rocket Racer's in the hospital as well.
Yes, his mom is Aunt May's roommate.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Yes. A very spidey coincidence. Okay, so he's going to do some modeling gig. Get ready for modeling gig. Peter decides to go to the office.
When did she officially become a model?
I don't remember when. I thought she was still pretending to go to school.
Last thing we knew is that MJ was pretending to go to class. That she wasn't enrolled in.
This might be one of those Marvel team-ups we missed or something.
Possibly, yeah. We'll get to him eventually on this show.
Yeah. So back at the office, Jonah is calling Miss Grant Brandt. I can see why that's confusing.
Yes.
And then ask him for cash in advance. And Jonah says yes.
Jonah's actually in a good mood for once.
Yeah. And Peter's just as confused as all of us. And it said, he's been in a good mood afternoon ever since he spoke to Madison. So I think Jonah's getting some.
Oh, possibly. You know getting some herbity dibbity, man.
Hibbity dibbity. That's an old Jericho one there.
Yeah, I threw it in there.
So now we're at the docks, and the guy being blackmailed, Jackson Wheel, is saying like, oh, I can't go on. I got to kill myself. My life ruined. He's about to jump, but Rocket Racer shows up and stops him.
You ain't going nowhere, Turkey. You're my meal ticket. And you got to pay him
to get paid
$22,000. Or $20,000.
$20,000. I guess $20,000.
And that's $1,970. So.
Yeah, that's like $5 million now.
Yeah.
He says he wants his money.
Oh, the Tinkerer jazzed up the skateboard so we can, you know, so we can go anywhere now. That's how we can actually climb up the side of buildings and not fall off.
Yeah, he tinkered.
Science.
Yeah, that's why I said science. Oh, okay. Refresh my memory. Wasn't the Tinkerer an alien?
At one point, but now I think he's just an old man that does gadgets and shit.
So they just ignored the alien thing?
They just ignored the alien thing, and then he became female in the Spider-Man PS5 games.
Yes, and much hotter.
Yes. So Rocket Racer is giving him 3 hours to come up with the money or else. Turkey.
Yeah.
He likes calling him
a turkey. But then Jackson Wheel starts to think he looks like a turkey.
Yeah.
Jackson Wheel's like, the Tinkerer, eh? So he's got an idea.
Mm.
Meanwhile, we see two police officers eating at a diner.
It's one of our favorite police officers, and, Officer Steve.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to sexually harass his new partner.
No, it's not up. It's not his partner, Officer Murray.
No, he's probably off on like sick leave or something.
He got reassigned.
Yeah. So anyway, get a call, and there's something very probably not appropriate anymore.
Okay,
I don't know if you see it, Batch. I don't want to say it up out loud.
I'll say it. What is it?
Okay, in the panel where they're the police officers are both getting in the car, and the stage radio says, Five Adam Five, we got a 10-10 suspicious lone man.
Oh, yes, again, okay. Mine won't say that.
Yeah, exactly. Don't say that. I'm just surprised it's in this comic.
How did Marv Wolfman let that slip?
Maybe Marv Wolfman's part of the KKK, for all we know.
Oh, whoa, shots fired.
I don't know. Not me. He allowed that there.
How dare you, sir? That guy wrote the Teen Titans.
No, I'm just saying. Anyway, they're going after a man on a skateboard. So,
Bam Margera.
Oh, Bam. Poor Bam. So, they eventually catch up to the Rocket Racer. And, police lady, jumps the curb and heads on the other side of the road where Rocket Racer is, trying to blockade him. And he,
does a sick flip over the car.
Sweep the flip. Sick flip, yeah. And, the two cops are just kind of shocked.
Did your brother teach you how to handle guys like that?
Did what? Oh,
I'm just reading the dialogue.
Yeah. He didn't have to. Girls instinctively know that sort of thing.
So then they drive the car off the side of the bridge.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. They kind of, I guess, kept spinning.
And then they drove through it. They're stuck in a billboard.
Yeah, which is pretty funny.
Oh no, this wasn't Officer Steve. This is Frank. Frank and Helen. These must be new cops.
Okay, so I guess our two cops are.
Or they're busy
on leave for some reason.
Yes,
they're busy doing nothing. All right, so Spy is talking about the graduating soon.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's already been offered a teaching scholarship to help pay for his PhD. Why's he getting scholarships? He's always missing class, failing.
He's been offered a teaching scholarship to pay for. He's been offered his teaching scholarship to pay for his PS5.
Yeah,
because he wants to play the game too.
Yeah, he wants to see if his likeness is being. He should be owed a lot of royalties for that.
He should be. We should give him at least a free copy because he's in the game.
Yeah. So he found his way back to Rocket Racer.
Mm-hmm.
And Spidey makes a sweet little surfboard there out of web, because you can make anything out of web, right?
More, I'd say more like a water ski. Yeah, so Spidey's water skiing down the street.
Yeah, and eventually the web snaps, and they continue their chase on the side of the bridge, where Spidey makes a joke like, you paid the bridge toll? No, but I'll pay the death toll with you, Web Slinger.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So he fires a couple of his micro rockets at Spidey, which causes the rusty bridge paint to fritter off and make Spidey fall.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like this one line. Spidey has this one witty comeback. Well, frankly, who gives a hairy bongo? It's when he loses Rocket Razor.
A hairy bongo. That's a good
Who's
one.
Who gives a hairy bongo?
Who does give a hairy bongo?
So Rocket Racer gets away. Spidey says, okay, that's enough for tonight. Yeah. So he goes back to Mary Jane's place.
Hmm. I guess he's like, you know, maybe a little hibbity-dibbity, as you'd say.
A little hibbity-dibbity.
Yeah. So
he's knocking on Mary Jane's door. And he gives her a Cracker Jack box. Oh. Mm-hmm. Gives her a box of Cracker Jack. She opens up, and there's a ring.
Ho, ho, ho.
And then out of blue, completely random, he asked Mary Jane to marry him. This was not alluded to anywhere in this issue. That there was no build up to this. Just completely random cliffhanger at the end of the issue. He asked Mary Jane to marry him.
Yeah. I think the most he says is that he needs to get some stability in his life. And I guess he figures like, oh, I guess I'll marry Mary Jane then. So, what a cliffhanger.
What a total cliffhanger.
Yeah. So, will she say yes or no?
We'll find out next week, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, Batch, what are you going to give this rockety issue of Spider-Man?
Rocket Racer is really not that good of a villain. At least they tried a little bit to put a little bit of a story in here with the blackmail and things like that, but it didn't really go anywhere. The fights weren't even really good, just a lot of chasing and like running away. So I have to give this one 4 kickflips out of 5.
Okay.
Sorry, 4 kickflips out of 10.
Okay, out of 10. Yeah, because out of 5 wouldn't be good. Six and a half micro rockets. On 10. But yeah, you're right. A lot of it is just Rocket Racer running away and Spidey losing him. And you just, oh well, I'll go home then.
But find out next week what happens with Mary Jane and Peter. It's not time for the wedding yet, so I don't think she's going to say yes. Spoiler, but... thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We really appreciate you listening to all over 180 episodes of Web Tales. We know you're out there. Please do us a favor. Leave us a review on the Spotify. Leave us a review on the iTunes. Leave us a review. However you digest the podcast. If you like our nonsense, tell a friend. We want more people listening to this show. We need more Spider-Man fans to listen to this show. Subscribe to Pop4D on the Facebook. Subscribe to us all on all our social media.
Yeah, please join us on the Facebooks. There's a good group there for discussions. And
yes, in the Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast group, there's a Facebook group there too. We don't plug that enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes, join one of those groups, and we love to chit-chat about Spidey as much as possible. And I guess keep an eye on the YouTubes as well. Lots of things come in there too. Mm-hmm. And the Instagrams and the Tiki Talks. Maybe even on the Twitters. Mm-hmm. I would not be right, but
you may have to get you started, buddy.
I don't know. I don't know if my blood pressure can take X. I guess it's called X now.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next year. Bye-bye.
Attention webheads, you can now follow us on all of our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast social media for the latest info and upcoming episodes for this show. You can follow us on our Instagram at Web Tales Podcast. Send us a Doom M on our Twitter at Web Tales Podcast. Or you can email us at webtalespodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also join our official Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast Facebook group. We want to hear and interact from Spidey fans everywhere, and it's a perfect place to talk all things pertaining to everyone's favorite web-slinger. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to not miss any action-packed episode. Web Tales of Spider-Man Podcast is also available on Spotify,
Google Podcasts, as well as all other podcast providers. So until next time, true believers.
I want that ball-crawling arachnid prosecuted! I want him strung up by his web! I want Spider-Man!
Within my being, it feels so strange, like I'm skiing with the ground so